Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The United States and the European Union have been supporting Palestinian terrorism in Israel. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to the broadcast table to give us the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You were able to communicate to members of the European Parliament. You talked to them about the fact that funding coming from the European Union is going towards terrorism. Talk to me about what you said in the lecture. What was the result?
In my lecture to members of European Parliament, wanted to tell them what was exactly happening with the money that they were giving to the Palestinian Authority. So first I described how their money is going to the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority is giving money to the PLO, and the PLO is funding terror organizations. It's funding the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. It's funding Fatah, which has a branch called the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. Both of these organizations are on the European Union's designated terror list. So why, I said to them, why are you, in violation of your own laws, giving money to the PA and not prohibiting them from passing it on to the PLO? Why don't civilians in Israel deserve the same protection as civilians in the European Union?
Has the United States been involved in funding any terror?
The United States for many years, certainly under the Obama administration, was giving money to the Palestinian Authority without really restricting how it was being used, or they, at certain points, they started restricting, but basically they were giving them hundreds of millions of dollars a year. In the Trump administration, the Congress passed what they called the Taylor Force Act, named after the American veteran Taylor Force, who was murdered in Tel Aviv. And the Taylor Force Act says that as long as the Palestinian Authority rewards terrorists in prison, rewards the families of murderers of Israelis and any visitors to Israel, as long as the PA does it, they can't get American money.
Itamar Marcus with details explaining how the United States and the European Union have been supporting Palestinian terrorism in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Itamar's report helps us to see how Palestinian terrorism has been coming from the taxpayers of the United States and the European Union. We taxpayers must stop this funding of Palestinian terrorism, which is killing Jews in Israel. That being said, let me remind you that the ancient Jewish prophets wrote of this prophetic scenario for the last days. Palestinians will kill the Jews, Ezekiel chapter 35, 5, and then the Palestinians will steal their land, Ezekiel 35, verse 10. This is prophecy that will be fulfilled in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...